And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. The Louisiana High School Athletic Association has ruled that Carroll High School coach Brandon Landers and eight other members of the Carroll staff will sit out the rest of the 2022 football season after an October 20th incident. That incident occurred after an altercation at Franklin Parish High School. Monroe City Schools say they plan to appeal the ruling. The coaches will not be allowed to attend practices or coach another game for the rest of the season. Early voting for the November 8th election continues through next Tuesday. There are eight constitutional amendments on the ballot, and today we examine Amendment 4. Public Affairs Research Council President Stephen Procopio says this amendment pertains to receiving a huge water bill through no fault of your own. He says state law dictates a utility cannot donate anything of value to customers.
And so that would prevent them from waiving charges, even if it wasn't your fault. That donation phrase has a lot of exceptions to it, and this would add one more.
Voting yes on Amendment 4 would allow your water company to waive a high water bill caused by a problem that was not in your home or in your plumbing.
So on the one side, you would have people that are like, look, this isn't fair. And so I would want to vote for this amendment because I don't think it's fair that people that had damaged their system are going to have to pick up the charges.
Voting no on Constitutional Amendment 4 would keep things as they are now. Procopio says some may have a feeling that waivers will make water costs rise for everyone else to compensate for the loss. He said there are other possible concerns as well.
Plus, there's a possibility when you turn it over to a government system, could there be corruption? Could there be political games played on who gets waivers and who doesn't?
As always, PAR does not make recommendations on how one should vote. They are just asking to inform. More information on the amendment is online at parlouisiana.org. Republican Shreveport Representative Alan Seabaugh plans to file for legislation to create a Louisiana Violent Crimes Task Force to study the dramatic increase in violent crime and the best way lawmakers can address that issue.
So what we need to first do is study how we got here. Why do we have more violent crime? And then secondarily, and most importantly, propose legislation that how we can fix this going forward.
Seabaugh believes the 2017 criminal justice reforms, also referred to as the Justice Reinvestment Act, may have resulted in prison population being reduced, is also a contributing factor to the increase in crime. I'm Corey Crow. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.